This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the KUAF listening area. And let's begin this morning, Michael, with large market home sales for Arkansas. Some good news, some bad.
Right. It's continues, and man, we sound like a broken record about this good news, bad news stuff on these economic reports, but yes, the City Wire, our Arkansas home sales report, we look at the top 14 counties in Arkansas, and again, it represents between 70 and 75% of all home sales in Arkansas, so it's a fairly solid indicator of where the market is. And the May report shows that Northwest Arkansas and Central Arkansas continue to be to see gains, or saw gains in the month of May. The Fort Smith area and the Jonesboro region had a decline in May. Now, the good news is overall, in all markets, when you combine all markets, home sales are up about 3.5% compared to last year. Now, on the other side of that, last year was just horrible, Kyle, in terms of home sales. I mean, it fell to some historic lows last year. So, you know, we've the numbers show, and what we hear from economists is that there's going to be correction, if there's going to be good stability in Arkansas's economy, we'll begin to see that. One of the areas we'll begin to see that's in the home market. So, but Northwest Arkansas, and again, this home sales report also somewhat confirms our Compass report that recently came out that suggests that that real estate implosion that happened 3 or 4 years ago in Northwest Arkansas, a lot of that is, it looks like a lot of that's kind of working its way out of the system.
You know, often when we talk about these kinds of numbers for economic trends, people try to paint them in easily understood colors. And you find out when you look at, say, perhaps the jobless rate for May in Northwest Arkansas, it's a multifaceted story.
Well, yes, it is. I mean, especially in Northwest Arkansas, what we're seeing is you saw an increase. And I continue to be impressed. The size of the workforce in Northwest Arkansas continues to grow. I mean, it's at a record level in May, and it was set a record in April, and now it set another record in May, which means people see that as a beacon of opportunity, so to speak. And they're not leaving. They're remaining on the rolls to look for jobs. But the employment rate did increase in May there in Northwest Arkansas. In fact, it increased in all of the 8 Arkansas metro areas that are contained.
The unemployment rate.
The unemployment rate, yes. What did I say?
You said the employment rate, but the unemployment rate.
The unemployment rate, yes. So that increased. But still, all of the unemployment rates in all the metro areas in Arkansas still are below May of last year. Again, we go back to that good news, bad news scenario.
So unemployment went up when compared to the previous month, but is down when compared to the same time in the previous year. And the workforce in Northwest Arkansas is still at a record, even though there are more people unemployed than there were in April.
Yes, okay. But then again, in Northwest Arkansas, if you look at those numbers, they still have many more employed than this time last year. So it's, and, you know, Jeff Collins, our economist, and I've heard other economists talk about how the Northwest Arkansas metro area is one of the unique metro areas. I think there are roughly 370, maybe 372 metro areas in around the country, and the Northwest Arkansas region is probably, I would just guess, it's in the top 25 in terms of economic performance.
Can that be something that is a self-fulfilling prophecy? Can a region spin that nationally and say, look at how we're doing, and then attract even more jobs? Is it that simple, or am I oversimplifying it?
Well, no. I mean, theoretically, it's that simple. But, you know, a region, you know, you have to be careful. You begin recruiting a lot of people, and, you know, there's only so much infrastructure in terms of, you know, roads, housing, and just the available jobs. But it does appear, I don't know if it does appear maybe your theory is working, because the work size of the workforce continues to grow. I've been watching it grow for some time, and I keep thinking, okay, this month it's going to top out, it's going to plateau. Okay, now this month it's going to plateau, and it just keeps going.
Speaking of employment, I want to compliment the City Wire for a story that is on the site now about a longtime employee at Whirlpool who left before Whirlpool left Fort Smith.
Right. Tamara Fitzpatrick, she was part of a labor management council. She had worked there for 10 or 12 years and began to see a lot of the layoffs, and she was familiar with how the seniority system worked there, so began to realize that if there's another round of layoffs, I'm going to be in it. So she made the tough choice of walking away from a good job and going back to school. And this was back in 2006. And so now, of all things, she's working at the Fort Smith Chamber as an assistant to their economic development guy. And it's kind of a full circle story, but she talks about how, you know, she has a positive approach to it, that yes, it's bad for Whirlpool, and it's going to be, the short term is going to be bad for a lot of those Whirlpool workers, but she thinks there are a lot of good options out there in terms of their future and education and that type of thing. And we're going to have a story tomorrow that's not so positive about some longtime employees who really don't appreciate how they've been pushed out the door, so to speak.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, and more for the KUIF listening area. Thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.